Good day, everybody, from me, Andre Fulyun, from Gateway News, with a preview of some of the God stories we are publishing this week. South Africa was among the nations around the world that held events on Monday to commemorate the first anniversary of the October the 7th massacre in Israel, where Hamas invaders killed 1,200 Israelis and took about 250 hostages. Christian and Jewish leaders from around South Africa marked the anniversary by praying together at the inaugural annual SA Israel prayer breakfast in Pretoria. We are trusting God that we will see a shift in relations between South Africa and Israel, said Tsego Motaung of Israel Matters, which initiated the event held to pray for healing and restoration of South Africa's relationship with Israel. Speakers included Apostle Linda Gobodo, who inaugurated the event, Pastor Victor Mogotloa of Praise Tabernacle Church in Shoshanguve, Bishop John Mutula of Calvary Worship Center International, Soweto, Pastor Kenneth Meshwe, President of the ACDP, SAFI Director Daniel Yokobi, and Rabbi Benji Folkson of Johannesburg. Motong said that the prayer initiative aims to stand in the gap for South Africa as long as the government maintains its hostile stance towards Israel. The African nations that cut ties with Israel after the Yom Kippur War in 1973 experienced war, famine, and diseases, like the Bible says. Unlike South Africa, most of those nations now have healthy relations with the Jewish state, she said. She said they had held the event in Pretoria because they believed it was important to pray in the nation's capital. We have faith that a leadership will arise in this nation that will not be hostile to Israel and which will host this prayer breakfast at the Union Buildings, she said. In a Facebook post about the prayer breakfast, SAFI said, the message that echoed throughout the event was clear. The Christian community, which represents approximately 80% of South Africa's population, firmly opposes the stance our government has taken. Israel, the birthplace of Christianity and the homeland of the Jewish people, is being unfairly demonized, and this community will not stand by in silence. It's time for our government to adopt a stance that serves the best interests of all South Africans. We call for justice, peace, and stronger ties with Israel. On Monday evening, the South African Zionist Federation held well-attended gatherings in Johannesburg and Cape Town to commemorate October the 7th. Vivian Mayberg, National Director of the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem South Africa branch, attended Monday's prayer breakfast and the SAZF's Night of Remembrance and Resilience in Johannesburg. Commenting on the Johannesburg event, she said, it was just inspirational to hear how the Jewish community commemorated October the 7th, even in the face of all their trauma. October the 7th continues for them, and yet they are resilient and look forward to the future. Mayberg said an inspirational highlight of the gathering was the testimony shared by a 22-year-old woman from Kibbutz Nir Oz in southern Israel about how she survived in a bomb shelter with her mother for 12 hours while homicidal terrorists tried 5 times to break down the door they had locked. Our hearts are broken, along with Israel's, as they mourn those whose lives were so brutally cut short on the 7th of October. There are millions of Christians around the world who are committed to pray daily for Israel and for the release of their hostages, she said. In other news, watch out for an inspirational new monthly series we are launching this week about how God is using a Christian non-profit organization in Bloemfontein called Anchor of Hope to restore hope and dignity in the lives of individuals, families, and communities. Started in 2009, Anchor of Hope today serves vulnerable people of all ages through a network of organizations which implement an array of impactful upliftment and development initiatives. They have pioneered a sustainable business model which enables them to employ 60 people full-time, and they have embarked on a visionary multi-million rand environmental and employment project. In this week's episode, we talked to co-founder Buta Swart about how God raised him from a history of brokenness and addiction to heading a ministry of restoration. You can read these stories as well as other God stories on our website at gatewaynews.co.za, on Facebook at Gateway News page, or in our weekly newsletter. God bless you abundantly. Until we meet again next week.